smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Hey, what's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarosEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have tuned into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're having a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool independent films, we got one of the stars, producers of the new movie, Easter, Bloody Easter, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs again. If you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starosentertainment.tv. That's www.starosentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our lovely guest of the hour, Diane Foster, who's coming in, go to our Facebook page over on Staros Entertainment. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, you can. That's at Tyrone Tan, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N-N, on formerly known as Twitter, on X. And then thanks to the hacker there. It's at Tyrone Tan Official over there on Instagram. That's at Tyrone Tan Official. And then there's this new thing called Threads. You can go Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And then if you really, really want me, hit me up on Facebook. That's at Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. And then also, if you like the music we're going to be playing, or just like a nice messages or something to that nature, we love getting the fan mail, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Okay, so without further ado, we're going to go straight into it. Normally, I'll have my guest co-host come on, and then we'll do a couple movie reviews. But I think we've got a jam-packed show. We're just going to talk about this, and my guest co-host is off for the day. So first off, I want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that have been coming into the studio and bantering with me. It's always great to have a guest co-host, all the ones that we've rotated throughout the season. So I just want to say thank you all. But so what we're going to do, we're just going to bring in my guest of the hour, and then maybe we'll talk to her to see if she's seen any, good movies or anything like that. Or, or just in general, just we'll do some little bantering before we actually talk to the nitty-gritty. We'll play it by ear. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring in my guest of the hour. She is an actress. She's a producer. She's a filmmaker. I mean, she's a writer. She almost does it all, pretty much. So, and she's got this new movie. It's called Easter, Bloody Easter, which is coming out. And then also, she also sings as well. So she's just this all-around great talent. But she's been a guest before, if you got to check her out before. But if you have not, if you missed the show, obviously, it's going to be cool to kind of, get to know her a little bit more. And then we'll probably, talk about some stuff we didn't talk about before, but it's great to have her back. So I'm just going to bring her in. I'm going to bring her in. I don't know. She's kind of like a princess-esque type person, in the sense of she's a wonderful, lovely person with a personality. So I thought I'd bring her in maybe a old traditional style, in the sense of maybe like a Cinderella-esque carriage, maybe make her feel like a princess that she is. So there's a bunch of fanfare out there. So I'm just going to bring her in on the count of three. I'm going to whistle in all the horses over here, open up that studio door, and then we're going to bring her in. Okay, here we go. Here she comes. Uh-oh. Here she comes. Coming down the street on the Cinderella-esque carriage. She's waving to all the fans. Oh, look at them. Oh, look at them. They're throwing roses at her, throwing phone numbers. I don't know, guys, if she's taking or what, but she's stopping for some selfies there, signing some autographs. I don't know if her slipper just fell and someone's going to try to pick it up, try to fit her on her foot there. But anyways, here she comes, all dolled up, coming off the Cinderella-esque carriage. Coming in. Oh, signing more autographs there. Oh, there's the paparazzi. Taking some photos. Here she comes into the studio. My dear friend, actress, producer, singer, and all-around great person. Here she is, the wonderful, talented Diane Foster. Welcome, Diane Foster.
Thank you.
Back to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. No, wow, that was such wonderful fanfare.
Well, guys, I don't know. You guys got to get back. There's a... You guys, listen, I don't know. Talk to her after the show. I don't know. You could ask her if she's taking it out then, okay? But you guys got to... We're about to start the show. I'm teasing.
I love it.
All right. So, guys... Oh, anyway. So, welcome back, Diane Foster.
Thank you so much.
Cool. It's been a while since, I think, when was the last time you were on?
I was here in June.
Of 2023.
Three.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, wow.
Not too long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago, but still.
It feels good to be back.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, yeah, I mean, we'll talk about what you've been up to, but first off, how was your new, it's a new year,
yes.
2024.
I know.
And we got through the holiday season.
We did.
And then, like I said, the Oscars, instead of movie reviews, why don't we just talk about the Oscars?
Yes.
So normally we'll talk about a movie review, but the Oscars just kind of finished. How did you feel? Did you get to watch the Oscars, or were you busy doing other stuff, or what?
Yeah, I've been very busy doing other things, because I have a movie coming out, so it's like 24/7 doing that. I sort of just watched the highlights, and I got to see what everyone was wearing. I always like to check that out. I love the fashion styles, so that was really fun. And I think I'm definitely going to go see all the movies that won, for sure.
Was there anyone particular that you're rooting for, either actor or actress, director or film or movie itself?
I really enjoy, I love Emma Stone, so I was happy to see that she won. I have not seen that movie yet, but I'm very excited to see it. And then I also was excited about Daveen Joy Randolph winning for The Holdovers. I thought that was really cool. I did not get to see that movie yet either. Mm-hmm. Again, on my list. So excited for both of them.
Did you see Oppenheimer?
I did not. I saw Barbie.
Got it. I figured you might be most excited for Barbie. I mean, you see, not that you wouldn't see Oppenheimer, right? You see,
sure.
Your bubbly personality. I figured, you know, maybe she'd probably go see Barbie too.
Yeah, I did. I did see it in the theater, but I will check out Oppenheimer. Everyone that I know says you have to see it. It's amazing, and obviously, of course, it won all the awards. Yeah. So I will check it out.
Awesome. And was there? How about you got Emma Stone won? What about, was there a favorite director?
Who won for direction? I don't even know.
Oh crap! Now why am I blanking out?
That's because
it's funny because I was even covering like Oscar type events.
Yeah,
and it's funny because I interviewing people and then they had the monitors on and then like all this other stuff going on, but not
exactly.
Now I'm blanking out. But
I know
I just want yeah, and everything becomes a blur. But I should have been ready for that question.
Yeah, I don't even know. I'm like, who won? I do know that Robert Downey Jr.
I know
won
Robert
for...
Downey Jr. I know. Emma Stone won.
Oh, I know who won for director. It was the guy who did the Fiction movie.
Well, I know. Well,
right?
Cord Jefferson.
Yes,
but I know he won. Did he win? I know he.
Or
I
was think it about, screenplay?
He adapted screenplay.
Adapted screenplay. Okay, I loved his speech. By the way, I thought that was amazing, especially as an independent filmmaker.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, I agree with that. Totally.
And you know what? I had a pleasure of interviewing him just about a month ago or so.
Amazing.
Yeah, like he was.
Oh, I did see that on your Instagram.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He had won at the Astors Award.
Yes. For nice. American Fiction.
The American
okay,
Fiction.
Excellent.
So it was kind of cool. So there was a lot of people that were that I was blessed to interview before the Oscar or like the day before Golden Globes.
Yeah.
So like it was like him. There was oh my gosh, why am I blanking
out? I saw that you interviewed Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah, that was at the Saturn Awards.
So yeah. Cool.
That guy was just like there's three guys that were like that there was the bucket list that were like back to back that one day and I'll give a shout out to the Saturn Awards. They showed up for Keanu Reeves, Nicolas Cage, James Cameron, and
amazing
all, and we're and it was cool because we're all backstage and Keanu was just very this humble guy, and it was just very soft spoken. Even my camera guy was going, man, that guy's just a nice guy.
Yeah, he
was just like it was very just that. And the best thing I could probably say that's a highlight. Now a friend of mine, he was my videographer, right? And he made this big deal. So we're talking to James Cameron, and then James Cameron says something like, you might want to move over here to get me in a better shot. Something like, he says something to that nature, or like the better light or what. He said something to my camera guy, and unexpectedly as we were doing an interview. And then afterwards my videographer goes, hey, what? I'm like, what? He's all excited. I'm like, what's up? And he's like, I just got directed by James Cameron. I'm like going, well, and he goes, he's like, he told me what to do. I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, and then he goes, hey, I'm going to put that on like my IMDb. And so we are laughing so hard. And then like, so that was like on the carpet. And then when we were backstage, we were interviewing James Cameron again because he had just won this award for the Avatar movie. And as we're talking, and then he says, I think I was trying to wrap it up being courteous to the other you know, media that were trying to interview him. So I didn't want to, you know, because I already interviewed him on the carpet. So I said, okay, I didn't want to take up too much time. Sure. So we wrap it up, and then he wasn't done. And he said, hey, you know what? Keep the camera rolling. You know, that tells my videographer again. And then so all of a sudden, you know, so he keeps going. And then afterwards, he's like, hey, I got directed by him again. we were laughing. That was the biggest highlight because it made not only it was just the funniest thing because, you know, obviously he's joking, but at the same time he was like, no, seriously. And I go, yeah, you know what? You technically made it.
Technically, yeah, like 6 degrees of separation yeah, there.
He's like, the fact that he told me what to do, it was like kind of thing. And I'm paraphrasing, but it was funny. And but he was just a nice guy.
What
along
a cool
with,
moment.
Yeah, along with Keanu and Nicolas Cage too. They were all the same grade. But yeah, and then Cord Jefferson, which we were talking about.
Yeah.
Same guy. And then it was cool to see when they win and then, you know, you see them and they're like, oh, wow, that's always kind of, I think, always a mind boggling thing for me is like, I was like, oh, you're just with that guy, you know, and it's kind of cool. And like, just like yourself, I think you're going to win something soon. And so we're going to be like, dude, she's been on my show. She may not even return my calls anymore. through the 30 plus years of this.
Are you kidding me? I'm a huge fan of yours on Instagram. I follow everything. I'm like, Tyrone is so awesome. I'm just so grateful to be here.
Well, it's great to have you back here. So that took our time for the movie review section. So now what we'll talk about. So now we could jump in straight into. So obviously, you got to check out some of the Oscars. And but speaking of, obviously, I think you're on the way of winning awards yourself there. So I know we asked you this before, but again, there's, you know, some people miss the show or we never know. And then we got a new audience. And obviously, a lot of people like to, you know, tune in to hear more about Diane Foster. Or maybe it's a refresher for them. But so let's talk about really quickly, where are you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Union, New Jersey, the great state of NJ.
And did you know growing up, you always wanted to be in the entertainment industry?
Yes, from the very beginning. I come from a big family. There's six of us, five girls, one boy, and I was always sort of singing for my supper, if you will. And my parents kind of knew early on, they were all into sports, and they were like, I think we should put this kid into like dancing and singing and stuff, because she's not interested in sports at all. I would sit on the softball field and just put the mitt over my head.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
was
I tried
this from
it.
The early age, or not till like as you really thought about it?
Yeah, I would say around 8 years old is when I started actually like dancing and getting into theater and doing all that stuff. So as a kid, yeah, I did all kinds of plays in New York City and New Jersey, all the regional theaters and stuff. Paper Mill Playhouse, shout out to them, because I was a Rising Star Award winner in my senior year.
Awards,
yeah. I did.
Yeah, so you go.
So it was a great childhood growing up there and being afforded the luxury to be right next to Manhattan. It was awesome because I could go in and do, you know, lots of different classes and all that stuff.
And then again, I asked you this before, but again, for the new audiences tuning in possibly, who are your inspirations growing up as an either acting or in the filmmaking world? Or
yeah, I mean, I think there's quite a few. I always loved, Meryl Streep as an actress, always. Michelle Pfeiffer, I always loved all the kinds of different roles that they both did. Also, Reese Witherspoon is a huge inspiration, especially being a producer as well and having her own company like I do. And then I would say nowadays, I'm really into Ava DuVernay. She's amazing. Malina Matsoukas is an amazing director. There's just so many female filmmakers now that I really enjoy, and I just love watching their work and sort of see what they're going to do next.
How about actors? Was there anyone that you admired growing up?
Yeah, I would say definitely, you know, the GOAT, Meryl Streep, of course. Mm-hmm. There's nothing she did that was not amazing. I would say, who else did I love growing up? I mean, all the classics, you know. I love, Robert De Niro, of course. Coming from New Jersey, I loved, you know, all those kind of actors who were into all like the New Jersey gang roles. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Ray Liotta, rest in peace. He actually went to he grew up in the same town that I did, and got to see him like years later at Gold's Gym. And
oh, wow.
He had come to our high school to do a speech when I was in high school, and he was just such a great great, great guy, just telling people, you know, shoot for the stars, go for it, and, you know, always believe in yourself. And I always thought that was so inspiring and wonderful.
Were you into, like, all of, like, the mob type movies? Or that was kind of the
time? I did. I really loved that kind
of
stuff.
Like the Goodfellas and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, exactly. Loved all that kind of stuff. But I also really loved movie musicals growing up. So Gene Kelly was a huge inspiration to me. Fred Astaire, certainly. All the old movies. My parents are older. They had, you know, my mom had me when she was like 42 years old.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, in many ways, they're like the same age as like what grandparents would be. So I got to watch Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy and John Wayne movies. So I was really shown that kind of stuff very early on. And when I would go to school and I would talk about it, people would be like, who are you talking about? And I'm like, these are classics. You need to watch them. So just grew up watching all the classic movies and all the Hollywood movie stars. And those were really the people that inspired me, I think, the most of anyone.
Were there any, who were your, did you have childhood crushes? Like posters?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I was definitely into Gene Kelly. Loved him. But I would say, like, even like growing up, like I loved, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, of course. He was a big one. I also love, I was really, and still am, I'm a huge fan of Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. I loved her. I think she's, you know, legendary, certainly, and is just somebody whose star will continue to shine.
Now, when was the point where, because obviously you said from a young age you knew, but was there a point where you wanted to take the career seriously? Now, what do you think was more serious for you? The acting side or the filmmaking side? Or
I think acting very early on was very serious for me. That was something that I've always wanted to do ever since I was little. I can remember wanting to do it and seeing, you know, Katharine Hepburn on screen and going, that's exactly what I want to do. Like, I could picture myself doing that. So always as an actor. It wasn't really until much later, I would say, until I got into my like early 20s that I really found filmmaking. Because I had never done it before, and it was just not something I was accustomed to. I came from theater. So as a theater actor, just wasn't really exposed to film. And then when I came to Los Angeles, it really opened up my eyes to, oh, wow, like this is something that I'm really interested in, and also getting behind the camera as well as in front of the camera. And I produced the first film, the first feature I ever did when I was 23 years old that went to Tribeca Film Festival. So
is that Iowa?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. So got to work with Rosanna Arquette and John Savage, who played my father, you know, who's both amazing actors. So that was such an amazing experience and really kind of, you know, got me going into filmmaking.
Well, then how did that come about? So from acting, like, obviously, because, you know, it takes a certain thing to get into the producing side and having that background as well. For me, it was by default, meaning I was just trying to create work for myself. But then for some, it's like that's something they want to do. For you, was it something that you're like, I was fascinated by producing, I just want to do it? Or was it, again, a default thing for yourself in that way?
Yeah, I would say it was a default. More or less, it was a film, you know, we wanted to make. And I think that I'm a natural producer. It's sort of just my personality. Yeah. I'm very organized and I love people and I love being able to figure out solutions to things.
Yeah.
So all those things just really made sense. And getting the opportunity to do it very early on with Iowa, I learned so much from never having to go to film school and just going right into it.
Yeah.
So just being on set and having that experience, and I've never stopped since.
So you fell in love, because sometimes I have friends that they produce or direct for the first time and then they're like, I don't want to do this ever again. like for you, you fell in love with it. And what was it about the producing side for you personally that made you fall in love with it and continue? Because it is for those that don't know a lot, it can be, it's a long process. It's like for like an actor, you could be on set a couple of days, weeks or months, and then that's it. And then you see the movie, could be a year, 2, 3 years down the line. But for a producer, you're there from the very beginning, so most of the time, you know, for if you're one of the main producers, and then it could be over a year till the release and you're part of it. So what was it about you that made you go, you know, I want to do this again. Let's do this again and then again.
Yeah, I think I like long-term relationships.
Okay.
And I think that I'm into seeing something fully through. So I think that part of it was actually okay. And absolutely, you're in it for years and years. And the same thing with directing. Having now loved that journey, I'm like, oh, wow, this is years of my life that I'm actually dedicating to this project. Yeah. And, you know, you're the first one on it. And, you know, you stay with it all the way through, always. So I think I love the team aspect of putting teams together of people. I'm always like, oh, this person would work really great with this person. So that's something that I'm really good at doing, and I enjoy doing so much. So I think that is also something in it. You know, they say if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I love what I do so much, and I'm grateful for being able to do it. And independently as well, you know, it's definitely difficult, certainly as an independent filmmaker, because, you know, you have to be the one getting the funding and figuring out how to get distribution and all that kind of stuff. But I enjoy that. Yeah. I enjoy a challenge, I think.
So let's go from your first project, obviously, Iowa as a producer, but was that your first time acting as well, or no?
Yes, I starred in that film as well, so I was starring and producing in that film.
Wow.
And that was literally right out the gate, and luckily we got into the Tribeca Film Festival, and what an amazing experience to be that young,
yeah,
to be on the red carpet, to hear Robert De Niro say your movie's name as one of the movies,
yeah,
that was there. It was, it was one of those things that's like a pinch me moment of like, wow, a dream come true. It really
that's
was.
Cool. For your first movie out, you got to work with John Savage, who's a great guy. Interviewed him several times. So John Savage, and who else?
Rosanna Arquette.
Rosanna Arquette.
Yeah.
And that's great for like, so for that point, was that just a coincidentally you got them, or is that a choice that you thought of, you know, as producing it, or was that already involved when you
We absolutely went out to casting. We had all kinds of different people that we went out to, and that movie at the time, you know, it was sort of ahead of its time in many ways. It was before Breaking Bad. It was about crystal methamphetamine in the Midwest, and we had made a documentary along with it, and we just knew that we wanted great actors, mm-hmm, to be in those roles, and John was perfect to play my dad. Yeah. I learned a lot from him, and just think that he's an amazing person on top of also being a great actor. And then also Rosanna, just, she was really interested in the script. I think she loved the fact that we were like young filmmakers, and she wanted to come on board with that. And, you know, she has gone on to make lots of films herself, and she was so wonderful during the process of just sort of guiding me along, and I'll never forget that.
Awesome. And then obviously, so it went from that. I mean, you got a plethora of work here. I mean, I'll just throw out some names, and then from Iowa, Orphan Killer. Let's see here. I'm going to shoot. You got I'm Not Here, Verotica?
Yes.
Okay. You played the attractive girl. And that's what it says here. I'm going off IMDb here.
Yeah. That was Danzig's movie, by the way. That was his directorial debut.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And then you got Before the Dawn, mm-hmm, and then, you know, a plethora of stuff. And so from all that stuff, and you still enjoy the process, and then you obviously, we're going to talk about your new movie coming up, which we're going to do. We're actually going to cut to a music break first, and then we're going to talk about that. So for you, what is it that keeps you going in the sense of from a lot of the headache and stress of producing, and then obviously you get the joy of probably acting, I'm sure, but then this new movie you got coming up, which we're going to talk more about. It's called Easter, Bloody Easter, but you finally decided to put on the director's cap. But why, what was it about it now? And we'll talk about more what the story's about, but what is it about what made you put on the director's cap this time versus all the films before him?
Yeah, I think that I was just ready. I think that it was sort of like, you know, it's almost like you going to university and, you know, you're finally ready to graduate and go out into the world and, like, you know, get a job. And I feel like that's sort of how it came to be. I think I was just ready, this particular story, and it really needed, it needed to for me to be at the helm, and I'm grateful that, you know, all of the team suggested and wanted me to do it. And I think I was just ready, and I really think that people are going to love the film. It's a lot of fun, and I can't wait to talk more about it with you.
Okay, so we're going to cut to a music break, and then we're going to talk more about this. So let's talk about what this song, because this song is called Honey Bunny. It's in the movie that you got, and the movie is called, one more time,
Easter, Bloody Easter.
Which is releasing when?
It is releasing on March 26th on VOD. So Apple, iTunes, you know, YouTube, Amazon Prime, all that stuff.
Okay, so March 26th on VOD, called Easter, Bloody Easter. But this song is called Honey Bunny, part of the Easter, Bloody Easter movie, and we're going to talk more about this movie and talk about what it's about. But we want to play this song, promote the song as well. So tell the audience about this song, what it's about, and what inspired you to do this particular song.
Sure, Honey Bunny is sort of like the Santa baby of Easter, and that is the exact inspiration. It was something fun, sexy. I'm very into, like I said, the Marilyn aspect of things, and we wanted something to be fun that people could listen to every single Easter. That was their Santa baby, and we believe this is it.
Awesome. And let's talk about who else is involved with this as well.
Yes, so Mark Vogel wrote it. He is,
shout out to Mark Vogel.
Yes, award-winning BMI composer. He did all the composition for the film as well, and he and I work incredibly well together, and there's 76 pieces of music in this movie.
Wow.
So yeah, we did a lot of music, and he wrote it. We talked about doing some kind of song, and he said, you know what, I have a great idea, let's make the Santa Baby of Easter. And I said, let's do it. I want to sing it.
So this is you singing it, written by Mark Vogel, and in the movie, Easter, Bloody Easter. Okay, so this is, again, Honey Bunny, sung by Diane Foster, and then written by Mark Vogel. So again, here we are. Again, here we're going to come back with more Diane Foster to talk about the new movie, Easter, Bloody Easter, releasing on VOD March 26th. Again, this is Honey Bunny by Diane Foster. We'll be right back. Here we go. Wait, nope, that's not the one. that was your intro to coming into it. I was so excited I jumped the gun on your... okay, so here we go again. Diane Foster with Honey Bunny from the new movie Easter Bloody Easter. I want to say Easter Bloody Sunday, but it's like Easter Bloody, Easter Bloody Easter, releasing March 26th on VOD. Okay, here, we'll be right back. More here with Diane Foster. Here she is with Easter. Honey Bunny.
Honey Bunny. Honey Bunny.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
I'm gonna be your only lady, baby. Ooh, I want you, I need you, I'll try not to fight. Let me be your one and only lady tonight. When I say hop, some men pop, and others like to take. I make you mine.
right, that was Honey Bunny by Diane Foster, written by Mark Vogel, from the new movie Easter, Bloody Easter, which the movie releases on March 26 on VOD. Welcome back. Thank you. Welcome back to Diane Foster. So good job. Awesome.
Thank you.
And if you guys like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Again, the song is called Honey Bunny by Diane Foster. Sung by Diane Foster and written by Mark Vogel. Is that single out or is it just part of the movie?
It is dropping tomorrow, okay. March 14th.
On how could people?
Spotify, Apple, anywhere you get your music, okay. You'll be able to download it and listen to it over and over again. And I awesome. Thank you guys so much for the support.
Awesome. Again, if you like that, also check it out. Not only check out the movie, Easter Bloody Easter, releasing March 26th on VOD, but if you like that song, Honey Bunny. Type in Diane Foster.
Yeah, just type in Diane Foster to Spotify or Apple or Honey Bunny, and it'll come up.
Awesome. Well, check that out. Well, cool. Well, good job. I don't think I ever heard you. Wait, did you sing the last? I'm trying to remember.
I didn't. You did no, not. No, this is like my singing debut.
That's
here.
That's awesome. Yeah, I forgive me because I between all the guests, I'm going. Wait, some people sing and some people don't. But I remember you came. You were on here last time promoting another film.
Yeah.
But you did not sing on that one.
This I did not.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Again, first off, congratulations. Great job.
Thank you.
Proud of you on that. And then when did you, at the time when you were doing this movie, did you like, you know, I want to do a song, or was that came out during the development of it?
It was definitely during the development of it. I think that the movie is very musical itself. It's very much like a Rocky Horror Picture Show type vibe. And, I think as we got into it and we were recording all the music and things, we just decided, you know, this is something that this movie needs. We wanted something fun and sexy and, you know, like I said, something that people can listen to every Easter. And, you know, we thought that this would be a really fun sort of fabulous Baker Boys moment to do with this song. So,
let's talk about the movie in itself. So, again, this song is for the new movie. It's called Easter Bloody Easter. Tell the audience a little bit what this movie's about, what inspires you to, you know, do this film and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So the movie came about actually, it was several years in development. It originally was... the story and the characters and things like that were originally from a play. Myself and my two very dear friends, Allison Lobel and Kelly Grant, we were in a play together at our acting school. And we toured it in Beverly Hills. We did it in San Francisco. And we were going to take it to New York. And then the pandemic hit. So we said, well, that's not going to work because we can't do live theater. So we really turned our attention to taking what we wanted to with the play and turning it into a whole new world of making a film. So Allison Lobel wrote the script, and it was based on, you know, some characters and things like that. It takes place in Texas, and Wahlberg, Texas. Our Wahlberg, Texas is fictional. There actually is a Wahlberg, Texas. And we wanted to surround it at Easter time. We always thought we all loved horror films, and there hasn't been a holiday horror film for Easter that is a lot of fun and that is a horror comedy. And that's exactly what this film is. So it is about a woman in Texas, and she is looking for her husband, and all of these crazy things ensue. You're going to see demon bunnies. You're going to see a monster jackalope. And it all happens around Easter. So we thought, what a better time to have a horror comedy than around Easter, because everyone is wearing their Easter best and everyone has their Easter baskets. So it was a really great time to make this film, and we just think audiences are going to love it.
Awesome. Well, and then your character, I'll tell a little else about your character.
Sure. So I play Jeannie Cooper, and Jeannie is the star of the film. She is a really tough Texas woman, and she's seen it and she's been through it, and she is currently looking for her missing husband, and all these kind of deaths start coming up in town and people don't know what's going on, and a lot of mystery surrounding it. And one of her very dear friends, Sam, who is a conspiracy theorist, he wears a tinfoil hat in the movie, he says that he knows where we can find Lance. And it kind of takes us down into a rabbit hole, a pun intended, to get us there. And it's a really, really fun time.
Awesome. Well, first off, I love the who did the art for the poster. It looks awesome.
Thank you so much. Yeah, a wonderful artist named Aaron Needham created the poster with us, and the jackalope is obviously on the poster, and he is, I think, something that people are going to really enjoy. He shows himself a lot in the film, and he is a new horror movie monster.
That's awesome. So again, it comes out March 26th on VOD. Give some shout outs to who else is in this film.
Yes.
Just to give him a little love there.
Absolutely. Allison Lobel wrote the film. Kelly Grant co-stars with me. We also have Zuri Starks in it, Miles Cooper, Gavin Lee, Zachary Cannon. They're all stars of the film. There's just so many amazing people. I would say we had a cast of almost 65 people.
Wow.
We had over 100 creatives in Los Angeles working on this film. And we shot it here locally in Los Angeles, even though it takes place in Texas. And we have another incredible people that worked on it in post as well. We had Mark Vogel, who's our composer. We have 5-time Emmy Award winner Pekka Thomas, who is our sound designer. We have Nancy Foster, incredible editor. We have Alexa Cha, who is our cinematographer. We had a 95% female cast and crew, and we just received the reframe stamp from Women in Film for gender parity. So it was very important to put women in leadership positions on this film, and we did it at 95%. So very grateful for that. And then also want to shout out Jesse Velez of Raptor House Effects. He created our demon bunnies, and he just worked on, he did The Hand for Wednesday on Netflix.
Wow. Awesome. You mean The Thing?
Yeah, The Thing.
Was it called The Thing? Is
the
it
Thing or The Hand?
Oh, is it The Hand? Okay, you know, wait, what's The Thing then? Okay, maybe I'm
that's
kidding.
Another movie.
Yeah, anyways, that's how... I'm so like getting over the whole award season of covering. So I'm like in on a cloud right now in a good way. Nothing bad. But, I'm just so like... Yeah, everything's getting clouded in my
conjumbled.
Conjumbled. Anyway,
is that a word?
Yeah, you made it up.
Okay.
But anyway, but it's cool. So you got this out called it's called Easter Bloody Easter, coming out March 26th on VOD. You could get the song Honey Bunny on Spotify. And
Apple,
then
Apple Music as well.
Mm-hmm. Again, so that's Honey Bunny. And then, what else you got coming up? I mean, you got a lot of stuff. Are you planning to direct again?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely going to direct again. We planned this film as a franchise. So we are currently working on Easter, Bloodier Easter.
Oh, wow.
We're very excited about that. We're premiering the film in Los Angeles on March 21st. So we're really, really excited about that. We're going to have a purple carpet in honor of Easter, and people are coming dressed up in their Easter best. So that's definitely happening. I plan on directing the next film for sure. And I have a lot of different films that are coming out from Wally Bird Productions, which is my production company.
So the next one is possibly Easter Bloodier Easter?
Mm-hmm.
Have you already written that one yet?
It's already been written, and now we're just sort of in development on rewrites and things like that.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So again, if you want to check out this movie, again, it's called Easter, Bloody Easter. Not to be confused with the next one, Easter Bloody.
That's right.
But Easter Bloody Easter, which is coming out VOD March 26th.
Yeah.
But if you like to also check out that song, Honey Bunny by Diane Foster, written by Mark Vogel, go to Spotify and Apple Music.
Yeah.
All the kind of good stuff.
All the good things. And I'll tell you what, if people love the movie Gremlins, Critters, that's a really, that's exactly like how our movie is.
Awesome.
It's very much like a horror comedy like that. And if you like little creepy monsters and things like that, you're going to love this film.
Awesome. Well, I want to say congratulations. Proud of you so much. Again, so check it out again. Easter Bloody Easter, releasing March 26th on VOD. And then Honey Bunny, there on Spotify. And then obviously, well, it's very inspiring that you're here and that you've given such great words of wisdom before. And we've gone through such struggling times since the last time you were here. We had the strike that happened. We had, pandemic was before that. You were here. But still, in general, people are still kind of recovering over a lot. So we want to inspire those. What inspirational messages, Diane Foster, actress, producer, director, what inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do or just follow their dreams in general?
I love that. I would say fully and wholeheartedly believe in yourself. Most importantly, if you believe that you can do it, then you absolutely can. Stick with it. Don't let anything deter you. There's going to be down days. There's going to be days when you feel sad and bad. And should I keep going? Yes, you absolutely should keep going because it is your dream and you want to live it. So keep doing it and just have the belief in yourself that you can. And I promise that it will all work out. Awesome. Truly.
Well, thank you again, Diane Foster. Again, the movie is Easter Bloody Easter. I'm promoting this as much as I can. Easter Bloody Easter, March 26th on VOD. And then Honey Bunny is the song. You can check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, etc. And again, and then social media is all that kind of good stuff.
Yes, please follow me on Instagram. I'm at Diane Foster Official. You can also follow Wally Bird Productions at Wally Bird Productions on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook at Diane Foster Official. I am also on TikTok at Diane Foster Official. And then now Wally Bird has a YouTube page. You should definitely check that out because we made 5 music videos for the movie from songs that are in the film. And you can see them all as they're releasing over the next couple of weeks. We have 2 up there already at Wally Bird Productions on YouTube.
Okay, and then Diane Foster is spelled D-I-A-N-E, because there's a lot of different spellings of Diane.
That's so true.
So D-I-A-N-E Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R. That's D-I-A-N-E Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R. That's at Diane Foster.
Official.
Official. Okay, yes. There you go. At Diane Foster, Official. And then Wally Bird, and spelled the Wally Bird.
Sure, Wally Bird is W-A-L-L-Y-B-I-R-D, like Wally Bird Productions.
And did I ask where that name come from?
Yeah, so it is in honor of my brother who passed away in 2018. Right. His name is Wally, and his nickname was Wally Bird. Uh-huh. And we just thought that would be so wonderful to honor him. And he is with me in everything that I'm doing. So.
Wow. That's awesome. That's an awesome story. Again, so check her out. You. Diane Foster, again, and then Wally Bird Productions. And again, the movie is called Easter Bloody Easter, releasing March 26th on VOD. And then check out the song, Honey Bunny, sung by Diane Foster, written by Mark Vogel. Again, that's releasing on Spotify and Apple Music and all that kind of good stuff. All right, well, thank you again.
Thank you.
I know that it went by quick, but it's great to have you back. Again, check her out. God bless you guys all. God bless you, Diane Foster, and all you guys out there. I love you, and I'm very appreciative of all you guys' listenership, and I like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible.
Yes.
And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.